up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, off and running with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, another great old-time music, polkas and waltzes and all that. From now till not quite an hour from now, plenty of records to play, which, of course, if you're a regular listener, you already know. That's all we do on this show is we play records. We don't have CDs. We don't have MP3s or any of that. We play records on this show, and some of them a little old and a little fuzzy, which reminds me. It reminds me we haven't heard from a Cousin Fuzzy record in a while. It also reminds me that many weeks ago I mentioned that we were going to try to put together a show where we played all old-time songs that came off of 78 RPM records. Remember those? The big, you used to call them shellac. They weren't really shellac, but they were very fragile, and they were 10 inches. They ran at 78 RPM, and we will do that sometime this summer, I promise you, because there's a bunch of great songs lurking in the 78s, and the trouble is I have to bring in a different record player to do that, because the ones in the studio here do not have 78 speed on them, and I need to have the special needle that makes the 78s sound less crummy than if you play them with a micro groove or a more modern record needle. So, but we will do that down the road. But in the meantime, I think we need to get the show rolling this week with the Red Lips Polka. Here is Eddie Zima and his orchestra.
We'll be right back.
All right, Eddie Zima and the orchestra there. Red Lips Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And again, reminding you, too, that you can always get a hold of us via email. And it's easy to remember, too. It's just oompahour@mail.com. That'll get a message to me if you have a song you'd like to request or a band you'd like to hear from or a band you'd like us to track down or a song you're looking for or a song you have a question about or whatever. Just oompahour@mail.com. And we'll get right on that for you. Our staff of oompa-ists, which is just me, we'll take care of that for you. So back to the music, Gino and the G-Notes. Here's the Why Polka.
Dlaczego oczy spłakane masz? Dlaczego powiedz nie? Nic tobie złego nie robiłem i tylko kocham cię. Czemu te oczy tak smucą się? Czemu smuci się? Czemu dwie oczy tak smucą się? Czemu smuci się? Gdy będziesz płakać, to będzie źle. Proszę ci, nie płacz, nie. Jesteś na zawsze wybraną już i tylko kocham cię. Czemu dwie oczy tak smucą się? Czemu smuci się? Czemu dwie oczy tak smucą się? Czemu smuci się?
There you go, Gino and the G-Notes here on the Oompa Hour and the Why Polka. And I was just going through the records here, and I was 100% sure, I mean, really, I was 100% sure that way back in the early days of the program, in the first few weeks, we played records by Jolly J and his band. That's the name of the band. And his band. Jolly J and his band from Waite Park, Minnesota. I can remember sitting right here behind this microphone next to the turntable introducing this record. And, you know, I keep track of all the songs we play, believe it or not, here on the Oompa Hour. They're all in the computer, and I can just do a search to see if I played a song, because I try not to repeat till I've played them all. So there's not very many repeats in here unless I just missed one or I was getting lazy or whatever. And I've come across the Jolly J 45 several times, and I set it aside, being sure we played it, and it is not coming up as something we've played on the show. And I just can't believe that, because this is always one of my favorite old-time records that I've had since way back. And because it's just so ridiculous. Both sides of the record are completely ridiculous. And I must have played these. Somehow it didn't get entered in the computer, but I'm playing it now anyway. Jolly J. Patterson and his band from Waite Park, Minnesota. And here they are with the Laughing Polka.
Was a little lad many years ago. I wasn't very sporty, folks, but yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy and my pappy called me Pooh. But I laughed at every little thing that was against our rule. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. used to know that little gal many years ago. She wasn't very sporty, folks, but yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get the exercise. Ah, ha, 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 ha. She was fat and clumsy, she weighed about a ton, but she was full of deviltry, always full of fun. One time we got to mucking around like boys and girls will do, she fell so hard upon it, we both went through the chair. Home of hairless monkeys scratching off their fleas. I do not doubt a word of it, what she said is true. I've been around that gal so much that all I want to do is yeah.
Jolly J. Patterson and his band, and the Laughing Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and you know what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to put that record back in its sleeve right there, back in its little sleevey where it's all safe. And I'm going to put it right there up on the shelf in front of me, because next week we're going to play the other side of that record. Yes, we are, because it's just as ridiculous. On the way, Ray Budzilic and the Polka Town Boys, so hang on for that. But I want to talk about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin at the Harrington Arts Center, and invite you to stop by and check it out if you're an accordion aficionado. Now that sounds so classy, doesn't it? They have just, you want to stop. I'm telling you, if you're going to be at all in the Superior Duluth area, you want to make it a point to stop in if they're going to be open when you're there. 1,400 different accordions and similar instruments on display. Tons of historical documentation, music, memorabilia, and stuff. It's amazing. And some events they have coming up in July that I just want to mention quick. July 16th through 18th is the Dr. Willard A. Palmer Festival and Fundraiser. And it is really like 3 days jam full of things. Historic accordions explained. There are presentations. There are workshops. There's concerts. Florian Chmielewski is playing. He's celebrating 70 years of accordion playing this year. There are jam sessions. There are accordion organization meetings. There's food. There's all kinds of stuff. That's July 16th through 18th at the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. You can look them up online. Even if you're never going to be there, you live in Maine or something, and you don't think you're ever going to be near Superior, Wisconsin, it's worth looking it up just to have a look at it. It's www.accordionworld.org. And if you're going to be in the area, give them a call at 715-395-ARTS. A World of Accordions Museum in the Harrington Arts Center, Superior, Wisconsin. Oh, don't forget, too, coming up in July, the 18th through the 21st, is their Accelerated Accordion Repair Seminar. They're going to teach you, it's like a crash course in accordion repair, tuning and aligning and bellows and cosmetics and all that stuff. But you can find out all the information. Accordionworld.org is where you'll find it. Here's the Crosstown Polka with Ray Budzilic and the Polka Town Boys.
We'll be right back.
Holy moly, was that just a rowdy record or what, huh? Ray Budzilik and the Polka Town Boys. That is the Crosstown Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're just going to keep spinning the records here. It's summertime, and you need to just crank up the radio or your computer or your streaming thing or whatever you happen to be listening to the show on this week and just enjoy, huh? The Dutch Boy Polka. Here's Art Wallunas and his orchestra. Dutch Boy Polka, and it is not an advertisement for paint. At least I don't think so, anyway. Art Wallunas and his orchestra. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Reminding you, too, that you can always find us on Facebook. Yeah, we went high-tech here a few weeks ago. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And we stick a few pictures up there, and you can always post us or like us or send us a message or whatever. So check it out if you feel so inclined. Not reclined, that would mean you're taking a nap, and then you're not getting the full benefit of the show. This record kind of faked me out here a little bit, because I grabbed this record and I had Walt Grohler and his orchestra doing Shut Up and Drink Your Beer, which I remembered playing not so long ago. So I thought I'd set it aside, and I picked up the record again, and I see I have Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners, and that's because this record's got a different band on each side. And that's not very common, and it's very confusing to the disc jockey. So we've played Shut Up and Drink Your Beer on the show already. We have not played Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners Polka Band doing their version of the ever-popular and standard Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka, which has been done by almost every band ever, but everybody seems to interpret it a little differently. And you know, there's a great record because the address doesn't have a zip code on it, and the record says it's in high-fidelity mono. So we can really enjoy this in both speakers with equal enjoyment. There's Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners Polka Band and the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. All right, there you go, Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners Polka Band, and that's almost too long of a name for a band to fit on the record, and Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, and it's waltz time, and I love the label on this record, because, you know, most of these old-time records are on independent record labels. Some bigger than others, you know, but none of them are like RCA or Capitol Records or anything. There's a few, okay, fine, because Ray Budzelik, they were on Epic Records, which is a division of CBS, and Frankie Yankovic is on Columbia. But, I mean, for the most part, a lot of these are little independent record labels. I had the Deutschmeisters coming up to waltz for us, because it's time for a waltz, and this is on Flint Records. It has the word Flint on the top with some stars going by it and some swooshy-looking lines. And then in the corner, there's a little circle, and it kind of looks like the little wheel that you would have like on an old-fashioned cigarette lighter with sparks flying out of it. And it says, Flint Records, the spark of music. Huh? That's pretty clever. Anyway... I should start taking pictures of some of these cool record labels and putting them on the Facebook page is what I should do. But anyway, from St. Joseph, Minnesota, the Deutschmeisters, here's the Oriole Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour. Deutschmeisters and the Oriole Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show on Flint Records. What a great-looking record label. Let's love some of these graphics, I'm telling you. Well, we're just going to keep pumping out the songs here. We'll see how many we can fit into the show this week. I think we did actually 16 tunes in the show last week. Normally, I budget 15 records for the show. Sometimes we can squeak in a couple more. Sometimes I get off babbling on a tangent and we don't make it. But that's what I shoot for every week anyway. I have the Musical Stars up next on the Dino record label from Chicago, Illinois. And here's the Polonia Polka. the musical stars, the Polonia Polka, on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, bringing you all these great old-time records, like we do every week here on the program. And I have Don Peachy in the orchestra on the way next. I don't know, something's telling me I probably should have put this record in the sink and washed it before we try it. But what the heck, let's live on the edge. Don Peachy in the orchestra from Burnett, Wisconsin. Here's the Morning Star Polka. Yes, the Morning Star Polka with Don Peachy in the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. If you've just stumbled across the show for the very first time, we thank you for sticking with us. That's what we do on the show. We play old-time oldies. It's all old-time music, and it's all off of phonograph records, so you know they're all going to be 20, 30 years old because they quit making records pretty much back then. We don't play any CDs or digital downloads or things like that. Everything we play on the show comes off phonograph records, mostly 45 RPMs at that. However, I should warn you that I did just haul a great big heavy box full of old-time LPs out of the attic, and in the next, I don't know if we'll get to it next week, maybe the week after, we're going to play everything off LPs in a show, simply because there's a bunch of them that haven't been played forever, including an Eddie Blazonczyk album that says for adults only on the front of the record, and I don't know if that's going to be trouble or not, but we'll get to that in the upcoming weeks. Right now, though, we have the Stormy Clouds Polka with Brass with Class.
Gdzie szczęście na bołeczka nie wsiedźcie. Dla bołeczka rozpoczka, na bołeczka rozpoczka. Danaszka mi raz poczwa. Na bołeczka rozpoczka, na bołeczka rozpoczka. Danaszka mi raz poczwa. Kupaj się maj kawałem, jak jest moda skoriła. Ja ci laleczki robił, ja ci laleczki robił, matkiszka mi kapiła. Ja ci laleczki robił, ja ci laleczki robił, matkiszka mi kapiła. jednaś dziewczyno. Jak jest modasko miła, ja ci laleczki robił, ja ci laleczki robił, a tyśka i tak piła. Ja ci laleczki robił, ja ci laleczki robił, a tyśka i tak piła. Gdajcie się szpędzie, na bołeczka nie ciep się. Na bołeczka rozpoczka, na bołeczka rozpoczka, Danaśka mi raz poszła. Na bołeczka rozpoczka, na bołeczka rozpoczka, Danaśka mi raz poszła.
Special effects at the end there. Brass with Class, the Stormy Clouds Polka, here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Kind of an appropriate song here on a show in the summertime, because that's when you have your stormy clouds with the thunderstorms and all that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, not a fan of that, I'm telling you. Anyway, on the way, Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bell Orchestra is coming up with the Tutti Frutti Polka, and we will do that after we do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
And that's what we're doing here on the show, too. We're preserving the music, spinning all these great old-time records here on the Oompa Hour. Gene Wisniewski now and his Harmony Bell Orchestra. Here's the Tutti Frutti Polka.
Thank you.
of know what's happening again this week. These records are playing faster than I can pick out the next one and get it ready to play. Yikes! Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bell Orchestra there. That's the Tutti Frutti Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And what do I need to remind you? I should remind you to just go check out the International Polka Association website. And I should invite you, again, remind you, too, to check out the World of Accordions website at accordionworld.org, because they're both cool places. And if nothing else, just look at the websites and check them out, because everybody likes to just hang around and surf sometimes while you're listening to the Oompa Hour, don't you? I don't know. I really don't know if you do or not. The Sound Express on the record player next. Here's the Army Polka.
Coffee's mighty fine, looks like muddy water and tastes like turpentine. They say that in the army the pay is mighty fine. They give you 100 and take back 99. They say that in the army the chicken's mighty fine. One jumped off the table and started marking time. They say that in the army the girls are mighty fine. Ask for Lizzie Taylor and they give you Frankenstein. They say that in the army the bunks are mighty fine. Got to my buddies and now he sleeps in mine. They say that in the army the Polish food is fine. One day they made pierogi and it killed a friend of mine. They say that in the army the sergeants are so kind. Every time one comes around he kicks in my behind. He says that in the army the pants are mighty fine. Inspection made me nervous and I'm still drying mine.
All right, there you have it, the Army Polka with the Sound Express on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're just going to press on and keep jamming in the records here. This one struck me as a little unusual, and I don't just recall this one. I love this, so it says right on the record, this record is to be used for promotional use only and is not for resale. So, in other words, they didn't want to send it to the radio station and have us trying to sell it to you, like on eBay or something. Anyway, it's the Brass Connection. I was looking to see if we had a year on this one. I'm not seeing one. It's the Devil and Jerry Darlac Polka. I don't remember ever hearing this. I think I always played the other side, which was the Going to a Wedding Polka, which I remember. I don't believe we've ever flipped the record over, so let's do it. Brass Connection, the Devil and Jerry Darlac Polka.
Chicago. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind cause he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he come across this young boy squeezing the box and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a bar stool and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I play concertina too. And if you care to take it there, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good box, boy, but give the devil his due. I got a box of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. Now the boy said, my name's Jerry, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town, and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he squeezed that golden box. He pulled that box apart so hard that it made an evil hiss. And when his band of demons joined in, it sounded something like this. Well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden box on the ground at Jerry's feet. Jerry said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. 'Cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town and the devil is your guard. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
All right, now I'm very confused because I know that the Mrozinski brothers in Minneapolis did basically the same song. It was just the devil came up to Minnesota, and the storyline was the same. Just the names were changed. Now I got to find out who did it first. There's got to be some research involved here. What does that say? 1980 on there. So we're gonna have to check that one out. The Devil of Jerry Darlac Polka. That is the Brass Connection here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. Now I have a confusing situation. I have a 7-inch record with a little bitty hole like an LP would have by the Eddie Foreman Orchestra, and I want to play the Hey Young Girl Polka, and I have no idea what speed this record plays at. It could be a 33, or it could be a 45, because it's got the little hole in the middle. But it's a small record, so it goes against the regular rules of phonograph records. So we'll just find out here and see what happens. Here's the Eddie Foreman Orchestra and the Hey Young Girl Polka.
Ladeczki robił, ty się nie mi bawiła. Jak ci ladeczki robił, ty się nie mi bawiła. A niedaleko lasu, jest tam kubeczka piasku. Chciałem ja pocałować, hej, narobiła frasku. Chciałem ja pocałować, hej, narobiła frasku. Oni je wrzedzą, kota oni je wiedzą, wielki kota nie wiedzą, bo tam oni nie wiedzą, ej zrym ją szpirytus, a i święcą nowotę, czy robiłbym paniki, Boże starek na młode, czy robiłbym paniki, Boże starek na młode, babo stare chłop młode, jecha na nie do wody, o od wody włosiano, zmiało papie kolano, o od wody włosiano, zmiało papie kolano.
It's the Eddie Foreman Orchestra, the Hey Young Girl Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour. My guess was right. It was a 7-inch record with a small hole that played at 33. Very confusing. All right, now, last week I felt like I came up a little short on the show. I mean, we always promised to go 55 minutes minimum, but never more than an hour. We did go over once, though, and I think we're just going to try to squeak one more in here. I think we can do it. The Rosemarie Polka, Horst Wendt and his polka boys, and by gosh, I pulled this one out to play it this week, and I'm going to play it, so here we go with the Rosemarie Polka. There you go, Horst Wendt and his polka boys there, and that is the Rosemarie Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, and that's the way we do it every week. We just sit here and play great polka and old-time records here at the Zumpa Hour, and man, we do it every week, so if you just found us, come on back!
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We're going to be back to it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy!